Old Samuel Brunt was a yeoman staunch in the days of good Queen Anne. He'd a heart as big as his periwig, and he loved his fellow man. As he strolled one day down Tooter Lane, with his red heel shoes and his gold-topped cane, he took a pinch of choice rappee. And I know what I'll do with my hands, said he. Oh, it's fine to be a yeoman free, who shoots and rides and hunts, but you will find with a soul more kind than stout old Samuel Brunt. So he sat him down in his church street house, and trimmed him a grey goose quill. With a treasure of sunset close at hand, he penned a noble will.
My lands I leave to my good trustees, to feed the poor and to bring them ease,
to school your lads and to give them aid,
and apprentice them to a useful trade. He never forgot how hard the lot the poorer man confronts, and his generous will bears witness still to the heart of Samuel Brunt.
But the lands he left in Victoria's day produce full 20-fold,
and his trust sat late in deep debate how best to use their gold.
When a kindly old ghost who was standing near whispered a word in the chairman's ear,
"Build and endow me a school," said he, "that will show the world what a school can be. That a ghost should choose to wear his views on nature's laws of France. But none can doubt, as his school turned out, the wisdom of Samuel Brunt."
So his school was built, and on every side his family crest is seen.
For blazoned bold is the griffin gold that flaunts on its field of green.
And if one day you should chance to meet
a periwig ghost on Leeming Street,
give him a smile and a wave of the hand. He will see your badge and he'll understand. And so we'll say to the far-off day, when time all memory blunts, no school honours shall match the worth of the school of Samuel Brunt. And so we'll say till that far-off day, when time all memory blunts, no school on earth shall match the worth of the school of Samuel Brunt.